You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
The story is told about a pre-kindergarten teacher talking to her little preschoolers about the 4th of July. She explained to them that the 4th of July was the birthday of our country, and that also is sometimes called Independence Day because we're all free. Little Johnny in the back of the room stood up and put his hands on his hips and shouted out, "Mrs. Carroll, I'm not free, I'm four." As we all look forward to celebrating our country's freedom on the upcoming 4th of July holiday this week, today's scriptures speak to us about a different kind of freedom, a spiritual freedom that St. Paul reminds us in his letter to Galatians can come only from Christ. The freedom that Christ offers us comes from moving from a self-centered life to a God-centered life. When we put ourselves first, we live in the bondage of selfishness. But when we put God and others first, then we have genuine freedom. When Jesus in today's gospel invites people to come and follow him, to make him the center of their lives, some balked, one saying, "Wait until my father dies," and another saying, "Let me go bid farewell to my family first." These sound like very reasonable requests. But these responses are in contrast to the response of Elisha. In our first reading today, when Elijah the prophet called Elisha to be his successor, Elisha immediately slaughtered his 12 oxen and destroyed his farm equipment and followed Elijah. The fact that it's mentioned that Elisha had 12 oxen and farm equipment was a sign that he had a life of comfort and of wealth. But yet, he left it all behind so that he could be the successor of Elijah, the prophet. In fact, the scripture passage in the book of Kings tells us today that Elisha ran after Elijah. He responded with excitement and enthusiasm. What about us? What is our response when Jesus invites us to come and follow him? Is our response one of hesitation and excuses and half-heartedness? Or is it one of full and total commitment? Just like last Sunday's gospel, when Jesus asked, "Who do you say that I am?" the response that we give with our lives is far more important than the response that we give with our lips. Every day, Jesus invites us to come and follow him. And every day, we give our response with our lives. Some days, that response may be half-hearted. And other days, it may be enthusiastic. But we know that the truth is that we all sometimes fall short of that ideal of making a full commitment to enthusiastically follow Christ and make him the center of our lives. And this is essentially what our parish initiative that we call Full Stewardship is all about. An invitation and a challenge to you and to me to make not a partial or half-hearted response to Jesus' invitation, but rather to make a full, wholehearted commitment to living out our baptismal call to discipleship. As the old adage goes, if God is your co-pilot, you're in the wrong seat. when we let God be in charge and control of our lives, then we can be free from worry, fear, and anxiety. But if we try to be in control of our lives, then we'll find ourselves being slaves to worry, fear, and anxiety. And so as we look forward to another Independence Day here in our country, may we remember that when we put ourselves first, we live with the bondage of self-centeredness. But the good news is that when we put God and others first, then we are truly free.